Welcome, Akasha here, Nan Akasha from nanakasha.com, and this is Bliss Life Podcast, and this is the first of season number 6 of Bliss Life Podcast. So be sure you check it out on iTunes, make sure you get notifications, or you can go to nanakasha.com, let us know. We'll make sure and send you an email when there's a new podcast. Typically, once a week, I bring you either an in-depth look and opening for your mind and your body and your soul, or we go into a deep activation or meditation or process to help you change your life. What does that mean? Well, a bliss life is unique to you, and my bliss life isn't your bliss life, and everyone is allowed to love and want what it is that most fills them up. So I want you to use all of my tools and use them to raise your frequency, to raise yourself up out of fear or guilt or anger, blame, shame, or regret, and live in the higher power frequencies. Live in the states of consciousness, of willingness, trust, courage, acceptance, harmony, compassion, and transcend the sticky, ooey, gooey mess that has been emotionally and mentally a place that keeps most people stuck or held back or weighed down or disconnected from truth, your personal truth. And the more that you expand your awareness and free yourself from old inner agreements, conscious or unconscious, could be this life, could be a parallel life, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you know it, generally no. However, that's what's fun, because as you expand your awareness, this is 2020, baby. We're awoke. We are woke, woke, woke. And it doesn't look like we're woke. We're looking at the most horrific things come to the surface. And yet that is part of waking up. What does waking up mean? Well, this year, Bliss Life Podcast, the focus is going to be on 2020 vision, 2020 inner vision awakening. And so today we're going to discuss that, and we're going to go into a very short but very powerful guided process. And it's going to be one where I'm going to leave you at the end of the podcast, and you can stay in that space as long as you want. I'm going to make it fairly simple so that you can repeat it. Of course, you can re-listen to this. However, I want you to take notes as we're discussing, because I'm speaking into your awareness, into your mind, into your light body, into those programs and conditions and patterns that no longer serve you, that hold you back, old beliefs, old agreements, old obligations, whether you're aware of it or not. Do you hold yourself back because you don't feel good enough, or you don't want to outshine someone, or you had a failure, or you're afraid of loss, or your mother wouldn't like it, or your partner wouldn't want you to spend the money, and on and on and on. I can promise you, it isn't important for you to figure out every single belief you have, every thought process you have, every what I call agreement or karmic knot. Because we make agreements, we make decisions about what something means, and in a moment of pain, passion, tragedy, or challenge, we can shift and change an old belief instantaneously for a new one, yet it's a little dramatic and painful, usually, right? So when my daughter died, instantly, a whole set of beliefs about myself and the world and everything else died. It didn't take any effort. And instantly, some new ones were born, which weren't necessarily true or productive or helpful. But in those moments, we make decisions that hold us back in other parts of our lives or other lives, and we may not even know why. So 2020 inner vision means you look within for the answers. You look within your own universe, your own mind, for your own authority. You begin to communicate with your body and your body elemental. You listen to the nonstop communication coming from your higher self, your I am presence, your angels, your guides, animal spirits, nature spirits, the earth, the sky, the sun, the moon, you name it, everything is alive, everything is energy, and everything is communicating. And because you are energy and a frequency, you attract, relate to, and communicate with every other energy, whether you are aware of it or not. Your subconscious mind is taking care of that. It is the enormous part of your mind or your mental body. However, the perfect thing is that we can take those programs that don't serve us anymore. If you have a passion to speak up or to write or to start your own business or to be creative or to stop, get out of the rat race or to choose for yourself and your health first rather than putting everyone else first. All of these things are things I've done, I've seen my clients do in over 30 plus years. I have been studying and traveling, learning and teaching healing and meditation and energy work and astral travel and visioning, and I'm a master level hypnotherapist and a shamanic processes I learned from many different indigenous peoples, and I've been through 3 mystery schools. I teach and understand the energetic structure under life, under realignment, under what blocks you from having a clear mind or connecting with the higher part of yourself or trusting your heart or opening your heart. So in sessions I do, or in Light Body School, which you can take different courses or the whole thing, or in my podcast like this, I'm always giving you ways to understand the energy or to go past the energy and just move the energy, right? Don't get caught up in the drama and the story and he said and she said, because the minute that you do that, you're tying yourself energetically and you're blocking and fogging up your vision. Now, you probably at this point know about your chakras or energy centers. You have many, many of them. We work with 18. There's over 33. But the 7 primary we call personal ones integrate with your physical body and keep it alive. Bring energy into the glands and the organs, create inspiration for hormones and so forth, and create the physical reality that you relate to as a body as well as the reality outside of you. You get to change that because now you have gone through a very powerful experience, not just the beginning of this year, not just the end of last year, but for many years now. Time is speeding up. Things are becoming faster. You're more aware. You can absorb more information. You see through things. This is the age of transparency. It's why we're seeing how horrific some people or governments or institutions are being, how ridiculous it is the way that they've been operating. And yet you can see that for a long time, we have been in the dark ages. We have had glasses on, dark glasses. We have had shades on. We've even had blindfolds on through the last many, many, many hundreds of years and thousands of years, in fact. And we're coming out of that. And this is the decade for that. So this year being the threshold for this decade of transformation, this is the year, the decade that we prepare to enter the new golden age, the new light age. We're going to see more. We're going to see more of our own inner blocks, fears. We're going to understand more about what's really important because we're shedding the old beliefs. So an inner vision awakening means you begin to see and feel truth, guidance, inspiration, synchronicity. You listen to the messages. You expand your ability to receive light languages. What does that mean? Light languages, well, do you get visions? Do you get feelings? Do you see colors? Do you get messages? Do you see words? Do you feel a presence behind you like an angel? Like, what is that relationship you have? And if there isn't any, perfect time to get it started, because visualization, imagination, these are just tools for you to connect to the very real energetic world that can be measured by science and seen now, no problem. We can take photographs of our energy centers. We know that they exist. And if you have clogged energy centers, if you have clogged subtle bodies, your mind, if it's so full of fear and so full of worrying about what everybody else thinks and trying to please everyone else and trying to live up to a bunch of standards and trying to be good enough, there's no room in there to receive inspiration or to see a new way of being or doing things. Therefore, you might over years or decades feel stuck or feel unfulfilled or feel like you never get to do what you really want because you're tied energetically by an agreement, an energetic agreement, to stay a certain way. So I was in a loop trying to please my family, and in the process of doing that, stretched myself to achieve all kinds of things and also do things that now I look and say, well, I never would have done that if I was simply following my heart. Not that it was bad, but the skills you learn from the failures and the successes, from the loves and the other end of that scale, they're all the same. They're all an opportunity to experience and to let go. So you can hold on to the wisdom or the strength that came from the experience, and you can let go of all the story in your mind. That's what keeps the mind blocked. Therefore, then the pathways in the actual physical brain keep going down those old pathways into fear, anger, grief, shame, blame, and whatever. What we do is up-level that, free you, shed. So all this year, we're going to be shedding the heaviness that's on your brain, that's over your head. We're going to be freeing you from these old neural pathways that keep taking you down the same way and rewire your mind. Now, I've been doing this for decades. As a hypnotherapist, I've created dozens and dozens and dozens of products over time. We're revamping the store, so we'll let you know. And I have lots of products ready to come out that are small, little, bite-sized things that will help you. A little meditation, a little process, an understanding of your state, your energetic state. So because you have a light body and it is the bigger part of you, your mind and your emotions, often people feel ruled by their emotions, out of control by their emotions. They feel like their emotions are the ones in charge because you can be knocked down by them. But here's the thing, your emotional body is your power center and it is filled with what? Old things that don't mean anything anymore, don't matter anymore. When you were hurt or offended by this, when your mother yelled at you about that, at the time it felt horrifically painful the first time your mother gets mad at you. And we imprint a decision within us. I'm going to be a good girl forever. I'm going to try to please everybody forever. I never want to feel that. But that doesn't serve you when you're 40 or 50, right? So whether it's a super old belief that comes from your ancestry lineages, your ancestry or lineage, physical or soul level, because I see all of this. I combine shamanic journeying energy work, my ability to see energy, and with hypnosis and as a doctor of homeopathy and many other modalities, all these energies come together and I see them come together. I journey with when I do private readings, which I'm doing right now for people, readings or journeys. It's a combination of what I see and then guiding you through, and people see and feel all kinds of things that they then have a real connection to. So right now, because 2020 is birthing and opening, this crystal clear vision that we are entering 2020. Okay, think about that. Now, there's a lot of other meanings to the two and the zero. What you want to realize is this is the opportunity for unity. Tunity, two, is you and the universe, you and source, you and your higher self, you and your body, you and your ideas. You see what I mean? This is unity within. And the zero always represents the whole. Source, God, goddess, the void where life comes from, the womb. So that is you in unity. It's two is the above and the below. Okay, so if you understand sacred teaching, sacred geometry, the hermetic laws or laws of the universe, okay, above and below, there's a material and a spiritual. There's a masculine and a feminine side to things. There's an intuitive and a logical. You find this duality, and we were led to believe in the New Age as we woke up over the last 30 years or so, that this duality was a bad thing and that we want to achieve this state of oneness. Well, this is true. However, it's an honor to be in a body. It's an honor to be here right now. And is life in a body easy? No, because the body needs maintenance, right? And then your thoughts and your feelings and your beliefs turn your body into something. So maybe puts on weight because you're subconsciously trying to hold yourself back from fully expressing yourself because the last time you did, it was painful. It could have been humiliating or just embarrassing, or could have gone way back to the times when you got your head chopped off or you were burned at the stake or your family was killed because you spoke up. All right. I've seen all of this, which is what's fascinating, because when people go into these journeys with me, they go in and find places within themselves that speak to them in this language. They see or feel a past life, or they see or feel or communicate with a guardian. So this is very real because you're having the experience, and this is waking up your 2020 inner vision. So my focus this year in everything I do is to expand that for myself, for my students, for my clients, in my products, and right now. So go to nanakasha.com or nanakasha.com/animal spirit, I believe it is, so that you can see if you want to get one of these sessions with me, or if you want to go to find the ability to awaken that inner vision. Clarity, transparency, if you want to meet your guides, specifically your guides for this year. You're going to have new guides. You're going to have temporary guides that are going to be with you right now for the beginning. And you're going to have guides that will be with you for this year. And you'll have guides that will be with you for the decade. So the beauty is that you have the opportunity now to understand that in this time of clarity, transparency, and transformation, you don't have to walk in fear. You are going to use it to increase your abilities to see within, to listen for your own inner guidance, to trust it, to follow it, to interpret it, and to let go of the old thoughts and patterns that don't belong to you. So listen to the last podcast from season 5 called Return the Gifts. There were 4 that we did. And we're turning it into a book, so you'll have that. But it's lift your mood, how to raise your mood. Now, your mood meaning your emotional state. So when you're in grief, your emotional state is regret. And if you've had regret, it is soul sucking. And if you carry it with you, it's a heavy energy. Even when you're happy, it's taking part of your energy away from you being present in the moment. So if you want to be better at what you do, if you want to be more intuitive, more psychic, if you want to be more communicative, more creative, if you want to be more present, whatever it is that you are really feeling drawn to be in your life right now, regardless of it's at work or with your kids, with your body, with your life, with your personal path, or with your partnerships, or with your adventure in life, whatever it is, to be more present, to let go of fear and to trust means to rise into a power state. And in Light Body School and in most of my teachings, I talk about going to the state of acceptance, just making that your goal. Now, neutrality is below that, and that's perfectly fine, and sometimes that's where to go. Don't put pressure on yourself to know everything, to see everything, and I didn't get it now, and it didn't happen fast enough. These are old programs that are trying to distract you and criticize you, and that is not a part of this new decade. There is no judgment. There is listening, all right? So as a time of awakening and the focus we're going to take this year, I want you to think about this. If I had crystal clear inner vision, what would it feel like? If I had crystal clear inner vision and I trusted it, what would that feel like? What would happen in your life? What would you do? What would you feel more confident about stepping out and taking action towards? If you felt that you had a connection to inner world guides, okay, to subtle realm guides, not to your friend or your sister, your mother, your partner, not to your kids, or not to some article or some guru or anything else, because your inner vision awakening is needed on the planet. We need your perspective. You're unique. But the more that we continue to try to please other people, live up to old standards or old conditions, the entire structure of society and culture is breaking down. So everything that you were raised with, like, you know, you have to get a job and keep it forever to be a good person or whatever it is different, okay? Because I was raised, like, get a job and be a good person and then buy a house and then buy a bigger house and blah, blah, blah. And I did all of that. And I spent decades raising a family and making money and buying a bigger house and getting all this stuff. And then it all disappeared in a divorce. And this is the kind of thing now. It's been 14 years now for me. I've met my soulmate. I live on the beach. Literally all my childhood dreams have come true. I can't even imagine. I don't even know what to say. Not that I didn't believe it would happen, but I didn't have this like overriding passion. I'm going to make it happen. I just kept moving. You know, so when I moved to San Antonio, I was a few hours from the beach. When I moved to San Diego, I was 8 minutes from the beach drive. And then I was like, I want to walk to the beach. And then I moved to Mexico and found out that I could walk to the beach. It was about 10 or 15 minutes. And then I wanted to see the beach. And I moved somewhere and I could see the beach. It was epic. And then I was like, but I really want to be on the beach. And now I'm in a beautiful house on the beach. None of this happened because of the things I was told. Didn't happen because I saved a lot of money and bought a lot of insurance and worked hard my whole life and waited to have it. In fact, everything fell apart and I continued to lose things and then have big successes and lose things and have big successes and lose things and have big successes. And I keep rolling through it because it's like an ongoing metamorphosis. I truly believe that within me and within you is a true voice calling you forward. You can call it God or source. You can call it your original blueprint, which is actually in the cells at the base of your spine, where your kundalini, where your energy comes up, or you could call it your higher self, you could call it your soul signature frequency, you can call it whatever you want, but it's important that you clear away these old agreements, you clear away these old thoughts, you clear away these old fears, you look at them, write them down, accept them. So if you go to the state of consciousness of acceptance, your emotional body goes into forgiveness. Now, forgiveness is emotional complex concept that people work at. I invite you to not work at forgiveness, to not make it a big deal. Oh, I have to forgive. I have to forgive myself. I have to forgive other people. You know what? Just go to acceptance. Just accept, hey, this happened. I did this. I'm proud of it. I did that. I wasn't proud of it. This person did this to me. It was really painful and horrible. This person did this to me. It was kind and wonderful. I just accept it all because it just is. Because acceptance isn't condoning, it isn't choosing, it isn't agreeing with it, it isn't saying it's okay. It's just saying, hey, this shit happened and this is where I'm standing right now. I'm at this point on the mountain, trying to reach the top of the mountain. It's just a location where you are. And the minute that you drop trying to figure it out, trying to analyze it, trying to figure out if you were right or wrong, trying to figure out what to do about it, figure out who to blame, try to figure out who to sue, let it go. Accept it. Because forgiveness is letting go. So the interesting thing is that when you focus on your energy and your state and you lighten your mind, your mental body, and you free it from these old thoughts or beliefs and the ones you know and ones you don't, and when you flush and cleanse and clear your emotional body, you start to have more energy, you start to have more clarity, you start to see more solutions. And what happens is that clarity and transparency becomes to open and blossom within you. You start to feel nature and energy and life around you. And what we teach is how to manage your energy so you're not taking on everybody's, and how to flush after you've been around unpleasant energies to make sure you don't take them on. But don't live in fear. Make choices that lift you up and expand your energy, because this crystal clear vision within needs the house to come within. And it needs you to take time to listen, to watch. Be the night watchman like the Maya on the top of their pyramids and the top of their temples and their observatories watching the night sky. This is how they created the most sophisticated calendar in the world. They understood the cycles way beyond 26,000 year cycles of the equinox and more, because they watched. They let the information come in. And then you feel it and make sure that your heart is open. And I have all kinds of ways to help you with this. That's what we're doing this year. Okay? So think about this. What would it mean to you if your vision became crystal clear. Inside of you, your pineal gland, this is an important pituitary, pineal, hypothalamus, all these make up your inner eye. That Egyptian eye is actually an exact replica of what your brain looks like if it was cut in half, a cross section. So that Egyptian eye you see with the weird thing underneath it and the big long thing there, and that they would paint on their eye, was not just some random beautiful makeup artist idea. They literally understood that these spiritual glands within your brain needed to be alive, rejuvenated, and awakened. Nowadays, they're not. Fluoride is one of the worst things, and many other things that are put into the water and are put there on purpose at a higher level. Not a higher level of spirit, but a higher level of fear, to calcify, to harden your pineal gland, which means that you can't open your inner eye. You can't open your spiritual gland. It's literally an eye. It has optics. And we awaken that in the work that I do one-on-one or the Light Body School or Infinity Light Weaving or with the podcast. And we keep opening it and awakening it and reconnecting it to the rest of the energy centers and reconnecting it to your crown and opening that to your higher self again and again and again, just the way that a chiropractor keeps adjusting your body until you can maintain the proper alignment. This is called light body adjustments or alignment. And what you do is that clear vision needs a home to come into. So you open and expand and work with the energetics as well as the physical structures, the pineal and the pituitary. And the awakening is happening whether you like it or not. So you might as well do this and use this energy this year. So what does it mean? Well, it might mean that you connect to nature in a new way and you begin to communicate with animals, or you get dreams, or you get daydreams, or you feel drawn to a tree or a place or an idea or a website. It might mean that you get clearer visions, or you feel energy going up your back in a particular way. So a lot of my clients have developed a particular sensation in their body that comes when they get that clear guidance from their own inner truth or inner authority. And they're like, oh, I know this is right for me. I got this feeling up my back. And every time that happens, I know that. Now, if you get that feeling, it's not what it means for you. Your communication is going to be different. You may not get a physical sensation, but you might. Now that you're going to work and we're going to open and awaken that 2020 inner vision, that crystal clear vision, you're going to have clearer guidance, clearer direction. Now, what is that? Does that mean you automatically know what it means? No. And there are several levels to this that I'm going to help walk you through this year. Okay. So oftentimes people say, well, I got this, you know, communication from my higher self or from the spirit guides or from my animal guides or from nature or whatever. And they say, and it felt really powerful in my heart. I felt it. So I listened and I did it. And it didn't work out. Well, there's two things here. Your idea of it didn't work out might be very different from your higher self's or your soul purpose's idea of it didn't work out. You decide, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to fall in love. I'm going to marry this person. I'm going to get that job, whatever it is. And the fact that you go towards it is all that mattered. If that idea of what you thought it was going to be got you to move that direction, that was the most important part from a soul perspective. Then you met new people, you learned new skills, you went through a new experience, whatever it is. The outcome, believe it or not, is less important, and yet in our society, we've been conditioned to judge ourselves on the outcome. How much money did you make? How many cars do you have? How big is your house? How much, you know, credit do you have? What's your status at work? Blah, blah, blah. Okay. None of that matters. And I'm not saying that if you have achieved a bunch of those things, you shouldn't enjoy them. Of course, please follow what you think is important. But believe me, there'll be another phase in your life when they won't matter. And there'll be something else that's more important to you. And then somebody might get deathly ill or fatally ill, and everything will go out the window, and you'll let your inner spirit talk to you more. Usually it's through some kind of very painful loss or tragedy that we tend to let go and listen and rise to a new state. So when you go to acceptance, your emotional body gets a chance to let go. And that's really important. your mind or your mental body goes into harmony. So instead of the fearful thoughts, instead of the scary thoughts, instead of the regretful thoughts, your mind automatically starts to think harmonious thoughts. What are harmonious thoughts? Well, they're different for everyone, but they're like this. Oh, that feels good. Oh, I would love that. Oh, if I did that, that would resonate. Oh, if I did that, it would not resonate. And harmony begins to infuse into all of your life. At the level of acceptance, you transcend all of the drama, the fear, the regret, the blame, the blah, 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 and the emotional turmoil and the over analysis in the brain and the overworking. And stillness comes and compassion descends within you. So this year, you have some new guides. And I want to share real quickly as we close up now. I want you to think about this. I want you to comment. I want you to email me or talk to me on Facebook. Tell me what it is that blocks you from having clear inner vision, from trusting your inner authority, from hearing spirit guides, angels, archangels, crystals, trees, the ocean, water, all the elementals, ancestors, animal spirit guides, all everything. Okay, is alive. And that's the fun thing is when I get to do these private readings or group things, it's so fun to see what comes forward for my clients. So a lot of things that have been coming forward, of course, are animals. And the lion has been very, very important in the last couple of weeks for many of my clients. The color gold, the ray, the gold ray, gold liquid cocoons formed around some of them to help heal. Golden goddesses that were glowing, golden dragonflies, gold ray, the gold light. There's all levels of what gold means. Gold as a frequency, gold as a vibration, gold as an element, right? They're all high frequency. They have to do with the 12th ray, which contains everything you need to create your life. So these are very positive, powerful, wonderful things. And one of my clients had several parallel or past life, however you want to perceive it, selves of their own who came to be their guides this year. That I found to be incredibly powerful because imagine a you in another life that already has the power, skill, and knowledge that you don't have now joins with you. So one reading, spirit guide reading and journey that I did this week was with an amazing student in Light Body Schools, been to some of my retreats. And this was really interesting because it came through that there was some Atlantean energies that were wanted to be guides. It came through that there were two of this person's parallel lives or previous lives, however, wanted to come forward. And then as the journey opened and other things, symbols are going to be a part of it and animals and so on, then they begin to appear. Golden lion and an elephant. The Atlanteans, one of them was this person's parallel life. So one was their mentor or teacher. And this Atlantean, I've worked with a lot of Atlantean energies, and in our Bliss Life retreats here in the Mayan world, we go to the sacred pyramids and temples and do meditations and healings and work with Mayan shaman and all kinds of things because these are direct information from Atlantis and information we need now to awaken within us and the planet. And what they did was, so I've worked with guardians and many people have seen and connected with their Atlantean past selves in these experiences. And one thing that happened this time I found fascinating was this person's Atlantean life came forward and they were a communicator. They knew how to communicate and direct crystal energy. And their previous mentor said that they were a crystal talker. So you know that they used crystals for power, like huge crystals. They communicated with them, they programmed them, they used to create a bubble of consciousness light over the city, over the country, to keep the frequency high, to keep their consciousness high. And many other beautiful guides have appeared, from Krishna to the Jaguar to fairy energy and more. So I want you to open that inner eye. Begin to decide that you're going to gather your posse, call on your council, listen for your guides, and live your bliss life now. Let yourself be guided with the inner energy. You're going to free and shed all the old attachments. Don't ask everybody else in your world. Listen within. Call in the guides, the elements, the celestials. Create a safe space. Ask that only those that are optimal for you at this time, for your highest good, come forward and enjoy. Ask that your inner vision be connected to your highest good, your highest self, that you awaken that 2020 inner vision with clarity, crystal clear, and that you can see, feel, hear, and receive light languages, messages, guidance, direction, healing, enjoyment, memories. In all different ways, you have 360 senses, baby. Let's wake them up. Start now, and on the next podcast, we're going to dive in. Enjoy. Let me know what I can do for you. Make your world magic. This is the moment to live your bliss life. Believe me, at the end of your life, it isn't important how much of stuff or whatever you've achieved. If it didn't lift you up and bring you into a clearer, more peaceful state, clarity is golden. Citrine, the crystal, is the crystal that is gold. It holds a high frequency. It cannot take on low frequencies. And so we use it as a clarity blessing. So take a deep breath in. Invite in the citrine crystal kingdom. Invite in the all-seeing eye, and invite in your solar plexus, the inner sun. Feel it glowing. 3, 2, 1. Blow that breath out. Clarity. Deep breath in. Clarity. Spread that citrine, clear energy, the energy of the all-seeing eye, and ask, I'm ready and willing and open and receptive to awaken my 2020 inner vision, to allow my true soul purpose and my connection to my higher self and that which is optimal for me at this time to awaken, to clear. The fog is wiped clear. The crystal clear vision of 2020 unity and my unique purpose is here. I accept myself. I accept this moment with love and gratitude, harmony and compassion. I transcend all that I perceived as bad, all anger, shame, guilt, and blame, all fear, regret, addiction, and depression, all of the anger, and all of the low force states. I ask that they be revealed, released, and washed clear. I accept my crystal clear 2020 inner vision. Take a deep breath in and feel this crystal golden light now expanding as the gold ray pours down over you and from below up around you, creating a cocoon of golden liquid light. Within this cocoon, allow, give yourself permission, relax, and release. This gold light will take from you these old fears, clear the inner vision. Run this gold light through your pineal and pituitary. Open and awaken your inner sun in your belly. Just relax and enjoy. Stay in this cocoon as long as you like. And when you come back, make sure you touch your body, you ground into your body, receive and accept this amazing alignment, and continue to open that inner eye to ask to see from a new state. Accept, don't judge. Love, receptiveness, and gratitude. Namaste.